The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to IMC in Redwood City. And we're here to meditate together. And I'm happy for this gathering. Thank you. The word vipassana, that's the kind of word for the kind of meditation in which we do mindfulness. Vipassana is how we translate is the word, gives us the word insight for Insight Meditation Center. It comes from the Pali word pasana, which means to see. And the prefix vi is a intensifier. And so to intensely see, though I don't know if we want to use the word intense, so it's often used clear seeing, to see clearly, to see well. And one of the little slogans in this Vipassana insight movement is that Vipassana is not about seeing something new, but seeing in a new way. And as a slogan, it only goes so far, but it does point to something important, that seeing in a new way. And one of those new ways is to be present for our experience, breathing, our body, whatever we're aware of in the present moment, center ourselves in the present moment, and do so without referring it to our concepts of self, the ideas of identity that we might have about ourselves, the idea of me, myself, and mine, the idea, all the kind of orbit of ideas that circle around the central idea of self, what the self needs, what it wants, what's going to happen, what it means to me. And then to shift and to see it, see our experience. Some people talk about just as nature seeing itself. And I'm kind of fond of the idea that this idea of where nature seeing itself, that out of the cosmic soup, the formation of the solar system and this planet, and then out of the elements of all this, there arose life, and life arose in such a way that at some point it became conscious, aware, and it's the natural world which has formed these conscious beings that can see, that aren't part of nature, that can see nature. So rather than seeing everything from the reference points of myself and my ego and things, to see, oh, this too is part of the natural world. That rather than being caught up in responsibility and measuring everything about, you know, from a point of view of my life today and what it means, to see things perhaps as our experience, the thought we have maybe, the feelings we have, as the product of 5 billion, 14 billion years of development, evolution, a tremendous amount of cause and effect had to come into play. Phenomenal that at this particular moment you're thinking about what should I have for lunch? And it's not a simple thing that the universe organized itself so you could have the thought, what should I have for lunch? And so to see in a new way is to see kind of in amazement and with interest in this new way without centering the seeing on what it means for me, myself, and not to judge what's happening, judge myself for what's happening, just allow things to be and see them in their particular as just part of the continued flow of life, of experience, of the universe, that we just happen to be conscious of, and it happens to be a lot of the experience that is arising and passing in this psychophysical being that we are. And this is a new way of seeing. And it's not the only way to see, but it's a certainly a fascinating way to see. And it gives us access to a different way of experiencing ourselves and the world that is said to be liberating. So, to assume a meditation posture, that with this body of ours, a body that's made up of 100% recycled material from this cosmic soup, probably been involved in many, these elements of our body have been in all kinds of other life forms and situations over these billions of years. And now they've come together here. So to feel, to sense the body, perhaps take a downward gaze and relax your eyes. And if it's comfortable, to close your eyes. And take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe 3/4 full. And an exhale that's maybe 1.5 times longer than you usually do. And relaxing, letting go on the end of the exhale. And letting your breathing return to normal. And take a few moments to relax this body for whatever the causes and conditions that have come together. Maybe the shoulders are tight and tense. No need to make a story of it or define oneself by it. Just tension. And allowing the tension to relax a bit. Feeling the sensations of your belly. The belly's tight or held in. Perhaps you also don't have to make it about yourself and that it means something about you. It's just nature. Who knows why it's tight? You don't need to know it for purposes of this meditation. But if it's easy enough to relax the belly. And to also feel the muscles of your face. If there's any tension or clenching or tightness anywhere in the face, see it matter-of-factly, like you're a naturalist in the wild just studying some fascinating plant that you've never seen before. It's just nature, the tension. And if it's easy enough, relax the muscles of your face. And if there's any tension, pressure in your thinking mind, associated with thinking, to also see that as nature. No need to use it to make any commentary about yourself. And it's just phenomena happening, tension happening, thoughts happening, nature unfolding. But if the tension of thinking can be relaxed, on the exhale, relax the thinking muscle. And then centering yourself on your breathing. Wherever the breathing, the body breathing, is most clearly experienced, known. Center yourself there. Steady yourself there. Allow yourself to experience the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Creatures of all kinds, many kinds, breathe. Breathing is a natural phenomenon. And the rhythm of breathing is like the rhythm of the waves washing up and down on the shore. It goes on and on. To relax and simply observe this also natural process of breathing, without needing to make any judgments or conclusions about you, yourself, just the breathing. And if you do control the breathing, that's also natural. Let it be and just say, wow, this too. And then as we continue meditating, see if you can do this seeing in a new way, without the overlay of self and self-concerns. And if those concerns come up, maybe you can be amazed that 5 billion years of evolution should somehow have given birth to self-concern. And maybe you can see for a few moments self-concern is just as much part of the nature as everything else. It's all nature, seeing in a new way. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, a wonderful aspects of this natural world, somewhat like we are nature looking upon nature, so we can also be nature caring for nature, just as we have the ability to perceive the world, we have the ability to care for the world. And if we're relaxed, at ease, feel safe, don't see through the filter of me, myself, and mine, there can be a simple, wonderful capacity to care for others, for their welfare, for their happiness. Doesn't have to be dramatic, doesn't have to be great compassion. It can be ordinary care, support, valuing, appreciating people. And it's useful at the end of a meditation to bring forth this part of who we are, caring for others. To do so at the end of the meditation brings a much greater value to the meditation we've had. Even if the meditation has been difficult, we benefit from practicing with the difficulties if we practice seeing in a new way. And in our care for others, let the benefits that we've had from this practice may it be directed through our care into the world. Simple, ordinary care, simple, ordinary, directed to the world around us, with the wish, may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may it be that we have occasion to help make this possible, to help support others to be happy, safe, peaceful, and free. Thank you.